read last night.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it with that many audiences, so I was like, oh, goddamn. It was great.
What did you think of everybody dressing up?
That was great, too, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if any of them would have made it on the set, but...
Yeah, the guy with the mullet and then the red jacket and the zebra pants. That
you
was,
really went there.
That was insane. Okay.
Did you go too?
No, he couldn't make it last night. Let's go ahead and jump in. I was watching an interview with you last night. Ashton Kutcher was interviewing you on the set. Oh,
that's for a long time ago, yeah.
When a date with Tad Hamilton. He said that your dad actually convinced you to ask your high school crush.
Oh my God!
To winter formal.
This is a story about a story, but yeah, Ashton. Man, Ashton's such a joker, man. Wait, you know, I loved it. We just did Valentine's Day together, and like, you know, we just don't get to hang out, you know, at work like we used to. All those kids, you know, we used to be able to just waste time, you know, like 8 hours a day together, hanging out and having fun. So then to be able to go on a press tour with him again and just kind of hang was so great. But yeah, he's a prankster. I guess everyone knows that. Yeah, my dad, this is a pathetic story, but my dad convinced me, kind of was moping around. He said, why don't you ask whatever her name was to, you know, to the dance? I said, I don't know, she's like the most popular girl in school. I think I want to ask her out. And then he said, no, like, if she's popular and you're scared to ask her, everyone's scared to ask her. She's probably going, hey, I'm the most popular girl in school. How come no one will ask me to dance? And for some reason, that
it's
made
good
sense.
Logic. It's good logic.
And I went up to her, and she literally, I mean, here, ask me to the dance. Go ahead. I'll be her.
You want to go to the dance?
Oh, ouch. Wait. Are you serious? Like, I was like, okay. And so I guess he knew that story, and then he told it on national TV.
Was that an inspiration for the film? I mean, obviously,
oh,
that...
No.
Well, because, I mean, that scene plays out in...
It is a little bit like that, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Maybe, I mean, we have a story by credits. So we came up with kind of the characters and the ideas and that stuff. But the Philgos, Jack and Jeff Philgo, who wrote on 70s a lot, wrote the film. And, I don't know, I guess, yeah, a little bit. I mean, I've worked at Suncoast Video, and I certainly was probably the level of popularity that Matt was. So in that sense, yeah. But I don't think I'm as brilliant as Matt is, which I think is really his problem. He's so smart that he's overthinking having success, basically. And, you know, I was working at Suncoast because I had to. That guy could be doing whatever he wants. So I think he's dealing with a slightly different problem. But yeah, it was fun going back to my hometown after getting a TV show. Certainly, it was very different. She would have gone to the dance with me then.
Yeah. You mentioned the chemistry between everyone on set. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about how Anna and Chris ended up getting married.
Yeah.
And are you still dating Teresa?
Well, you know, we don't talk about personal lives. Well, but it was a very, very close cast. And that's why, it's one of the reasons we wanted to do the film. My producing partner and I sat around and thought, kind of simultaneously made the ultimate 80s mix, because we're friends. We thought, let's make an 80s mix. Maybe there's something in there. And we thought, you know, they haven't done that movie for this generation of moviegoers, where they did one in the 70s about the 50s for mm-hmm. American Graffiti. They did one, which Ron Howard is in, you know, who was a producer on this. They did one in the 90s about the 70s, which Linkletter's, you know, Dazed and Confused, which I grew up watching. Yeah. And I thought, man, they haven't done one. They did, like, The Wedding Singer, which is not 20 years past. And I think because 20 years hadn't passed from the 80s, only, like, mm-hmm. 8 years had passed.
Yeah.
You can only kind of make fun of... It would be like if they made a 90s movie now. You can
it's
only
it's
make...
too close. It's
yeah,
too close.
We'd make fun of grunge or something. But in about 10 years from now, they will make an all-in-one-night in the 90s movie. And we'll go, oh, that is kind of what it was back then. So we wanted to make sure that we didn't make fun of anything. We didn't want to have that giant brick cell phone mm-hmm. and say, you know, like, how crazy is this? I mean, because no one in the 80s says, like, how crazy is Michael Jackson with the one glove? What's that all about?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I bet he'll stay black forever. I mean, like, no one says that, you know.
Exactly.
Which we really wanted to make it like it was made then. And I think the real test is, you know, like, I think people think American Graffiti came out in the 50s. many people think Dazed and Confused kind of came out in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And then when we looked at those movies, just to answer your earlier question, the casts were insane. Because it was everyone at the beginning of their career. You know, in American Graffiti, you have Harrison Ford and Richard Dreyfuss and Ron Howard and, what's her name, Lucas? From Three's Company. Lucas, great director. Same thing with American Graffiti. I mean, with Dazed and Confused, you have Matthew McConaughey and Ben Affleck and Renee Zellweger and, you know, Parker Posey. So we thought this would be a great way to have a cast where there are five $20 million actors from the year 2020 in our film now.
Exactly.
And so we really wanted to make that kind of film and also have that kind of cast and be part of the casting. And I still believe that's totally true. Watching last night, you see Fogler's performance and Dimitri.
I know,
he's amazing in it. And Anna's already a huge star, but she's amazing.
I knew I recognized Dimitri, but I guess since it was 4 years past, I'm so used to seeing him now that...
No, but he looks exactly the same now. What he did was he swooped his hair up.
Yeah.
So you've never seen his forehead, essentially.
That's right. The reason I was asking about Teresa is because, obviously that came out, and then Anna and Ferris. So I was wondering, did Dan ever date Angie Everhart?
Well, obviously I can't comment on anyone's personal life, but I think, I really feel like... We all still hang out. I was saying last night at the Q&A, we're all buddies. And, I don't mean that, some people say that, about different projects. We're all still friends. Legitimately, we all, we're just hanging out at Chris's house. We live with Anna. And, you know, that's why you want to do one of these, is to not only work with people who are great, who are going to be, you know, you can tell are on the way to, you know, stardom and greatness. Mm-hmm. But also, you want to know them personally. I mean, you want to... I think, you know, you make each other better by sharing some of your secrets with each other, you know, about acting and everyone made everyone stronger in this. Everyone learned from everyone. It was it kind of messed me up because you can never have that much fun again on a film. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's all at night. You know, we shot it all at night.
Yeah.
And you wind up just, you know... You know, great things happen at night. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of...
Doing press for this 4 years after the fact, you know,
Yeah, we started developing it 4 years ago. It would have come out in 2008, and now it's going to come out now.
You know, do you have vivid memories of that? Or is washed over because of the party bus?
No, that wasn't as... It was just more fun than it was, you know, crazy. But, A big thing of it is, you know, we felt really strongly in terms of the delay you're talking about, and you saw it last night, and you saw that as the original cut,
mm-hmm.
and how it should be, is that there, you know, the original studio we're with said there's, it's just they were nervous about all the cocaine use, and there's a lesson. I mean, there's a reason that, you know, he learned something by doing that cocaine, but they said, you know, we're a huge, you know, multimedia thing, and we can't really, we can't have that. And it's a weird, you know, people talk about the delay really nonchalant, but the truth is, we're really, kind of knock wood every time I talk about this, but we're really lucky because the way it was bought by Relativity saved it. I mean, essentially, normally when things are held...
It was going to be neutered.
Well, normally, neutered is the perfect word. Normally when something's held, it's cut, and there's some, you know, you're looking at the fifth version of a cut of someone's idea, whereas this is exactly everything that we wanted to do artistically. And by the way, they let us put everything back in.
Yeah.
So it was, we're really lucky, and it's all dated anyway. You know, I mean, it all takes place in the 80s anyway, so the difference is, you know, not like you're talking about MySpace or something, you know?
Okay, I'm getting the wrap-up signal, but, so, since the movie's set in the 80s, I decided to go ahead and let's test your knowledge of the 80s.
Here we go.
So, this is going to be quick, though.
Sure.
I'm going to give a phrase or a word, and then you say the movie, okay?
Okay, let's
do
it.
So, we'll start off.
Man, I really want to get this.
Mogwai. Oh, you're starting slow.
I know. What is that?
Mogwai, come on.
is that?
I don't know. Spike? No?
Who is that?
That's Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins. You know what? I never saw Gremlins. Yeah. I know. Sorry, Collider. That's like there were two that I didn't see back then, which was that and Goonies. And I actually did see Goonies when I was older and still really enjoyed it. But I've never seen. Man, I'm sorry about that. I already failed pretty much.
We'll go ahead and go through a couple more. Greetings programs.
What is that? War games?
No, Tron.
Tron. Oh man.
Surely you're not serious.
That's Airplane.
Okay. Give me a keg of beer. And
oh man. Teen Wolf, man. Teen Wolf.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
Stand by Me.
There you go. Stay Puffed. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, well, Ghostbusters?
There you go. Reese's Pieces is his favorite food.
Oh, E.T.
There you go. It's a Trap.
Well, Return of the Jedi.
There you go. Yippee-ki-yay.
Die Hard.
I Feel the Need for Speed.
Top Gun.
Wax On.
Well, Karate Kid.
There you go.
Good job, dude.
I started slow, but I got there. All right, hey, I really like your website, by the way. Thank you, man.
All right, thanks. All right.